You are with you here this morning. I hope you find the air in here cooler than what it is outside. It is so very warm. I think we're getting to an orange status. So please do be mindful. Get your suntan lotion cream on and drink plenty of water. And do not fall asleep on a chair outside. That will not be good for anyone's tan lines. But I do hope you're well. I hope as we are here again this morning, in celebrating communion together, you will just know the peace and the goodness of God forever you find yourself. This will be our final Wednesday morning communion service till we meet again, probably come the end of August. We'll be recommencing these. As you know, myself, Rue, and the family are going to be away for the next couple of weeks. So our Wednesday mornings won't be on here, and we'll be back around the 20th or so of August. That particular week, we will start recommencing, but we'll get emails from the office as we go. This morning, we're going to be looking at Jesus feeding the 5,000. And if you were to name the boy that came with his 5 loaves and 2 fish, what name would you give him? What name would you give him? But let's just quieten our hearts before we pray together or collect for purity. And so we pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the teaching of Jesus, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Spirit of God, search our hearts. And so we pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our collect for this day. Blessed are you, O Lord, and blessed are those who observe and keep your law. Help us to seek you with our whole heart, to delight in your commandments, and to walk in the glorious liberty given us by your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And our first reading is Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And if you can, please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to John chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down where his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" And Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who was to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, got into the boat, and started across the lake to Capernaum. Now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The lake became rough because of a strong wind was blowing. When they'd rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the lake and coming near to the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land towards which they were going. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. What does a title mean to you? For many years, I would forever keep on writing it wrong, whether I was putting down Miss or Mrs. in relation to whether someone was married or not. When I would hear of particular people in having to introduce the right Reverend, Canon, Most High of the whatever, and all these different titles that we give to people, it can become quite confusing. And there are some people who love a good title, and there are others, it does not mean anything to them at all. And I've been thinking about this over this last little while. What would you call this little boy who gave his food? The only lunch, I say on the service coming up this Sunday, it's like he was the only one that had an Irish mammy, because he went to where there was something going on with a packed lunch. He went out the door with food for him. He seemed to have an Irish mammy. "Don't worry, have your food now, be nice, and if you have to share, share." And he does. Thousands of people are there to hear Jesus, and no one has food except for this little boy. And Jesus takes this little boy's food, prays over it, and in my version, in my opinion, Jesus gives a friendly wink to the boy and is like, "Watch this." And everyone gets food. So much so, there are leftovers after having nothing. Now, there are some people who will say, well, the real miracle was that actually everyone shared their lunch like this little boy. But it's quite clear that nobody else had food here. The miracle in trying to dispel the actual miracle of, well, no, others must have had food, they must have shared. And it's taking away the magnitude of what God has done in this place. God provides a need for all these people, and yet we don't have a name for this boy. What would we call this boy? There is something about titles that people want to be in a particular place of, don't you know who I am? Don't you know who is in your presence? And yet Jesus, God, Jehovah, the Creator, is in the presence of these thousands and thousands of people. And he's very aware they want to make him king. And what does Jesus do? He wants to get away from this title. He's wanting to remove himself from this. And we see this upside down kingdom that God is forever talking about, of what it is to be the least is to be the best. And to be the best is to be the least. The heart of this boy was to serve and to share even his very little. What difference is this going to make? And yet it is an incredible story that people keep going back to trying to figure out, how was this done? Well, this was done by an unknown, unnamed boy who brought his very little, his Irish mammy's lunch. I have 5 loaves of 2 fish. Will this help? And Jesus, will it? Your heart, your servant heart, is going to feed thousands of people. You see, God takes our very little in whatever it is that we offer and can magnify that. What has been encouraging, even over these last few weeks, of seeing how different people have been continuing to offer help for what we need to do as a community, for us to be able to do the things that we want to do. And very little helps on a huge amount. One wipe of a chair, one welcome, one handout. But the heart of how we give, the heart of how we connect with one another is so important. Now, I'm not saying I don't have an answer, and I don't even have a name for this boy, whether it be Kevin or Frank or Jack or whatever boy he is. But what I love is the heart of this boy, this unnamed boy who comes to serve, who comes to give what is his, that blesses and encourages those around. And the question for me and the question for you is, what is it that we have? Whether it be much or whether it be little, are we willing to actually give to Jesus to say, how can this be used? How can this be given to bless those around us? And the beauty of Jesus wanting to walk away from this title of king, as I said before, that this has just happened after John the Baptist has been killed. Jesus has been wanting to get away from people. And as the disciples are going across in the lake and Jesus walking on the water, come on into who? And they're scared. Who is this? It is I. By his voice, by his nature, by his character, they know who Jesus is. He gets into the boat and they get across. In the storm that you may face, in wondering how can you give what you have, very little, very much, where is Jesus saying in your own heart, in your own mind, it is I. Don't be afraid. It is I. Don't be afraid. Let us affirm our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? We believe and trust in him. This is the faith of the church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father, will you bless the church with grace to teach and nurture all who are committed to her care? Accept our offered service, small and weak though it may be, and transform it to be a power for good. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for greater concern for the poor and deprived, for a more compassionate use of this world's goods. Grant to those in authority clear vision and caring hearts for the good of all. Lord, in your mercy, help us, our families and friends, to be confident that the least that we have to give can be greater than we know. Bless with wisdom those who administer the resources within our own community as we desire to meet the needs of those around us. Lord, in your mercy, have mercy on all who are hungry, those who are victims of famine, and the multitude of those who are never properly fed. Strengthen and enable all who work to bring relief to stricken areas of the world. Lord, in your mercy, and we take a moment of silence now to lift up our own personal prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the departed whose need for earthly food is past. Gather them into eternal life so that nothing that has been once offered shall be lost. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you can, please stand. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share in his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And give each other a wave, a nod, a wink from wherever you are standing. Please be seated. Blessed be God who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. Blessed be God forever. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen." And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. I'm going to invite Jono and John, who will bring around our communion this morning. And so the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. We do have our coffee morning this Friday at 10:30, so please do feel free to come down to that if you are available. And we have our communion service as well this Sunday at 9:30. And our car park gathering at 10:30 as well. As you receive this blessing, keep this and share this in the best way possible that you have for those around you. So may you know the love and the example of God the Father. May you know the demonstration of that example and love through Jesus Christ in all that he has done for you. And may you be prompted by Holy Spirit to share what you have to meet the need of those around you as your needs have been met by a Savior who loves you and has met you in the space that you find yourself. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.